Let's study this break.
Welcome back to Study Your Break.
Whoa.
Today we're gonna study
Today,
your break.
We opened up a business account as Gals and Goblins.
We did do that. A business
Today
bank
we
account.
Went to the bank.
And we goofed around while the business by the banker listened to us goof around about our social security
numbers.
We
gave the bank
Today
employee.
Today we all performed our social security numbers for each other.
For a little banker guy.
Fun bonding exercise for you and your team.
We gave him an exclusive study break in the bank.
Yeah, we really did.
Oh
room.
My God.
And then
yeah.
he said, how much money do you guys think you're going to make?
We were like, Also, we're not going to put any money into it today.
He said, all you have to do is put $50. And we said, we won't be doing that.
We won't be doing that today.
Subscribe.
That's, hey,
five people subscribe to the Patreon. Two people
we'll
subscribe
tell
to
you,
the $25 tier and we'll put it in the bank account.
We'll put Lily's social security number in the show notes.
It rips.
It rips.
My social security number bangs.
No, mine's Campbell the has the best, then
How
Jared.
About you decide which one it is. Each
okay.
of us says
we'll
our social security number.
Right now.
Sexiest social security number.
All right, mine is
like this.
Mine is ba 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 ba.
So now we have a debit card.
Yeah. We wanted the green one.
We wanted the green one,
and he said, "You get, gray.
You guys get gray.
Y'all are gonna get the gray."
We said, no, he didn't say that. He was like, "Y'all get the secret one, the gray one."
Yeah, they had it was like secret. Blue, green, or grapefruit, and then he was like, "You guys can get the gray." And I was like,
bah, bah. Bullywug green. That's what it actually said at Chase Bank.
Yeah.
It wasn't even a Chase.
Chase.
Well, we got to throw him off the lead.
Yeah, for the listener who's listening to Study Break. Study Break 34.
Yeah. If you're listening to Study Break 34 and you've been biding your time to hack into our bank account.
Great job.
And then it's important to note that we went, opened a bank account. They sat us in. First of all, we walked in. He said, are you guys for the business bank account? You can go to the conference room. So we walked in.
Because Olivia scared the guy.
I did. I said, I would like an appointment. He said, we just do walk-ins. And I said, could you give me an appointment? And he said, yeah, I can do that for you.
So he already
And then
us.
Lily said, what if they don't let me in? That's what she kept saying.
What if they kick me out?
I was really scared all day about them kicking me out.
And I don't think she knows how a bank works. Because then at one point she said, oh, I don't know if I can curse in here. And then the banker goes, it's a paying fine.
What did I say?
We were teaching it like church.
Yeah, it was like church.
I think you forget
I said, oh, I said talk shit, get hit. That's what I wanted to say, but I hesitated because I was in a bank.
Here's the thing. If you have money to give them, honestly, actually not even money. If you want to open an account with them, they'll bend over backwards for you because they make money either way because they'll just put you in debt if you don't have money.
We did not have intercourse with this banker, though. Just don't want to throw you off. Olivia's talking about bending over backwards and stuff.
Oh. So I don't think anybody was singing that but you.
Everything that happened in the conference room was really appropriate.
And it stays in the conference room.
It was just adults telling other adults their social security number.
He thinks that don't protest too much.
Oh, and then I was going to say we opened the bank account. And then right after we went to Sonic. And then we went straight to the Jurassic car wash.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Which is a
And a dinosaur washed our car.
Yeah, two dinosaurs actually washed our car.
Yeah, that's true.
Two blissful little dinosaurs.
Two silly little guys.
Yeah, we almost got spit on by a T-Rex, but it seemed to be not functioning.
They had dinosaur benches. Mm-hmm. And then there was like a mural.
And we listened to the soundtrack and it like blasted our car. Our car, the company car. Yeah.
the company car.
The company
that's
car.
Jared's
and,
car.
And then the middle of the car wasn't cleaned because the car is too small.
We got home and the ass was still dirty.
$12 car wash.
And then there was
not...
definitely a piece of the top of Jared's car that's no longer there.
Yeah, it's like ripped off. Yeah. It was crazy. You were in Jurassic Park.
But I would say that it was worth every bit of the $12.
Every $12.
Yeah.
And don't worry. Hey, we paid for that with our personal money. This is not an ad.
Yeah, this is not an ad for the Jurassic world.
But if you do just want like a fun, silly experience.
And you live in Austin, Texas on South Congress, check out Jurassic Car Wash. Yeah.
Make sure anyway. You listen to the soundtrack. Otherwise,
The Jurassic Park soundtrack original.
Yeah.
I mean, the Jurassic World.
Welcome to the Park is the best song to play that has multiple, like, bah, 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 bah. If you play, if you just do the theme that only has like the the dramatic one.
Yeah.
But the Welcome to the Park has several.
Yeah, the theme is actually not where it's at in the Jurassic
It's the Welcome
Park.
To the Park.
Okay. But if you're trying to feel scared, I would turn on the Raptor Attack.
Ooh, yeah, that one's very suspenseful.
The two little guys on the either side of you, you could really imagine.
Yeah, you could be, it could be scary if you wanted.
If you're trying to feel scared, I would say go to the bank.
And they might kick you out.
Play the Raptor theme at the bank.
At the bank. Oh, no, don't say that, like a bad trip.
Our banker was also like, in case you're like, do they act like this in real life? Yes, because our banker was like scared to interrupt our conversation.
We kept yapping.
He kept being like, I'm so sorry, I just have to ask a question. And then we'd be like, we're here to open a bank account. Like, we're not here. Like, we
please stop us.
We will talk anywhere you put us.
I was like, you're in charge.
We wish to leave here.
He was
soon.
Yeah, I think we intimidated him.
He was cool.
He was having a chill time with us at the end.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he was like,
I hope we made his day.
He was like, here's your.
I hope he. Yeah, I hope he remembers us.
Yeah.
I don't know how he couldn't. He was like, I didn't know your social security number could like have a rhythm. I didn't know they could be good or bad.
He didn't know it was going to be like slam poetry.
Yeah. Well, because we walked in, the first thing we were talking about was like, oh, my social security is like really good. Yeah. Like, oh, mine's like so good. And then I was like, mine's
lame. And then I was like, we're not going to
have
to like.
Jared's was a dark horse. Yeah. Jared's was pretty good.
Yeah. I kept saying.
I can't say what number there was. there was a certain number.
And I kept saying like, it's not like we're going to like line up and perform them. But then honestly, he kind of set it up like that.
Yeah.
He was like, and.
He said
Ms.
we're gonna.
Olivia?
Yeah, he said we're gonna start with Olivia, and I was like, "Oh shit!" First,
like spotlight on.
First,
when the lights come up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, also, when the lights come up.
The thing is, he kept. We would say it in the rhythm of it was in our heads, and then we'd have to repeat it because it was too fast.
Yeah, he'd go. Can
you
say that?
Did you say that again? And it'd be like, "Oh yeah, of course." But then, I was the last one to go, so I was like, "All right." He goes, "All right, and Jared, if you want to go," and I was like, "Yeah, just."
It's pretty good.
Six.
Oh my god.
Oh, write that down.
Bro, they're gonna figure it out. You gave them one. It's like Sudoku. If you get one, you can figure out the rest.
He was like a director. He'd be like can I have it again, like a little again, so, bit hey, different. Yeah.
Really pick it up on the six. All right, we had an episode.
Oh yeah, I guess.
Oh yeah, the episode.
Huh?
I thought the study break was just going to be about our bank account experience.
Okay, so they scanned us.
It can be anything.
I think the hair plan is really good.
I think it's really bad. I think my plan was better.
Just to fuck with the scanners?
Yeah.
That's my plan.
No.
I think it was Sawyer's plan. I think Sawyer had the idea of like Gribble.
Yeah, you had to go to the artificer. I said, let's just change the scanners. Your plan was to rub hair on everybody.
No, that was Campbell's plan. No offense, which I think is a great plan. My plan was tamper with the scanner.
I think I said that was the plan, and then you said, I know who can do it.
The footage is there. The footage is there.
We'll have to go
back. We'll let the audience
decide. Jared, if you alter the tapes in favor of your lover.
Let's see what the audience says. Y'all know that video?
Yes. Let's see what the audience thinks.
Okay, comment down below whose idea you think it was.
So you ate the entire plate.
It's the video of the guy who's asking for a refund, and the waitress is like, you ate the entire plate, and he's got it on his phone. And then she goes, let's see what the audience thinks. And just shows the phone the like eating plate.
So good. It felt very zombie apocalypse. Like they're scanning you at the checkpoint.
Yeah, very Last of Us. Yeah.
A lot of zombie media that they're like, okay, yeah, you can come through they're as soon as you pass the scan.
And then Lord Arathis said, I think you owe me one. What do you mean? You literally wrote us a letter that said, throw the life-saving cure in the dirt.
What if we've done that?
Well, also, he had that shit on though.
He had that shit on though.
Okay, and you know what? He
barely.
Was wearing it. I'll admit it.
He was on his little 5 a.m. morning run.
I know that. Okay, the Princess Diana fit was crazy. Jared, you should have asked him. Do you put on the perfume before or after?
Jared did say he said new Lord Arathis fit coming. So like he'd been thinking about that.
Oh yeah, he was planned.
New Lord Arathis fit just dropped for all of you who are like you know at home with your like Lord Arathis paper doll that you can change the outfits on.
With your life size cutout. The people of Lord Arathis.
The people like starting this podcast in 5 years.
In 5 years.
Like, we'll know what we're talking. They'll like You've be able to seen... go on our website well, and buy that.
Yeah, we'll yeah. have like we'll yeah. have like a Lord Arathis Barbie with all his outfits.
Yes.
And that's what you can expect from us, but only if you subscribe to our Patreon can we make that a reality.
If you're listening to this in 2024, subscribe to the Patreon. If you're listening to this in 2028, go to our website and you can buy the paper doll.
2028?
It's not going to be paper. It's a full Barbie.
Oh, yeah, full Barbie.
Is it Mattel? Like, is it like fully, is it a collab with Mattel?
It's full collab, fully licensed.
Whoa. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah.
You have to buy all the outfits separate, obviously.
Yeah.
But we only receive 5 cents per outfit.
That's not true.
No, that's the downside. That's the only way that they would accept the deal.
Yeah, and then we give everybody a promo code that they get it for free. So we said so fuck we say, them. Fuck Mattel.
What? No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
We're already ruining our chances with them.
Yeah, we're never going to make it in now.
They're totally going
to. We have to decide what color hair Lord Arathis has.
Brown.
Black.
Oh. Dark brown, yeah.
Like black, like raven, like almost there's like a sheen to it.
No, it's dark brown in my head. Only special people get raven black hair.
Lord Arathis is special. His name is Lord Arathis. He has raven black hair.
Yeah, but I don't
like
it.
And his perfume is Eau de Raven.
Yeah, Eau de Raven.
And if you've been imagining him blonde, Campbell, then you're wrong.
Damn.
Sorry, you describe an elf, and I'm like, it's blonde.
It's blonde.
It is blonde.
Okay, so anyway. He says, you owe us one. And then he, immediately, what was, like, the next
you
day?
You ran away.
No, but then he, like, did something
We had
else.
Him running scared, if he, you think about it.
He did something else that was like, what do you mean?
I think that was all that we saw.
The only time we all heard him mention was that, like, he was involved in deciding that there would be no more inter-school quests. Yeah. For a bit.
Which is sad because I really wanted to get paired up with some Valkyrie kids.
I know.
I'm sure
maybe we will
happen eventually.
No, we went to sleep.
Maybe we don't want to because they're going to leave us for dead, apparently.
Or fucking kill. I think the Valkyrie kids killed our gnome sisters.
There's no way they're dead.
They're too slippery.
Yeah, no, they are alive.
Yeah.
I think they're dead.
But I think something bad happened to them.
I think they're dead. He had to kill somebody that, like, we, like, kind of cared about, but not enough that, like, we would be like, we're burning this place to the ground, but enough that, like, we were like, what the fuck?
Yeah, that sucks.
If they are dead, that does really suck, because they were awesome, even though they kind of sliced and diced us.
Hey.
It made me
it was the name of the game.
We beat them fair and square.
Before we went to that, we did have some dreams. We did have some dweams.
Yeah.
We had some dweams.
Dweaming.
We were dweaming.
Dweaming and sweeping.
Esta, we learned the aunt's name is, I think I said Melina or something.
Melina, yeah.
I love that Esta like went straight through the bars and she was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
That was so
When cool. you walked through the bars, I was like,
I love
Walking
it.
Through the bars doesn't mean shit. I think it's just like, I don't think that's where he is. Yeah. I've done that before.
I think you've tried to like, you haven't like walked around. Past
yeah.
The
I
bars.
Think you, I feel like you got pulled out or like,
you have like been at the edge of the bars a lot.
I have stepped through. I feel like
you've said like, oh, I reach my hand through or like I step across. You've never like walked around.
Okay.
There.
Well, he wasn't in there. So
something would have happened if you would have been across.
Well, I got yanked anyway.
God, I love it that you're like, I walk in.
Me too.
Keep that energy.
I said, dunk, 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 dunk. No, yeah. Where are you?
Great.
Hey, keep trying to walk through those bars.
Blueberry, where are you?
Don't let Melina stop you.
No, I won't walk through the bars. If Melina's there, I guess.
I think you should walk through the bars.
Yeah.
Bubble.
But yeah, so she's still like, hell no, Theodrix. And then you guys learned that like she was basically told the opposite of what Priscilla was told, expected.
Classic.
And then we go to Sawyer, who was thinking of Margie. You dropped the note off. And then...
Should I read it or should I...
I think we want to save it for an episode.
I would say save it for an episode.
It'll also like, that's a little thing you got packed in there. So like you can bust that out later. Like it's a nice little present.
It's true. I don't know when Margie is going to read it, you know?
Or maybe one of us can ask what you wrote.
Yeah.
Good luck. Oh, you know what I did realize? So before we started recording, we did the fake room. One of the rumors was that Esta's the prettiest one on the team. And then I referenced it. Mm-hmm. But I think out of context, it's going to set, I think that people are going to be like, Sawyer thinks Esta's pretty. Yeah. Which, like, she does. Like, yeah. She's her friend. But I'm afraid people are going to, like, interpret that as, like, yo. Like,
out of context.
Oh, my God. Yeah, out of context, I'm afraid people are going to be like, whoa, Sawyer thinks Esther's hot.
And, Margie's like, gone, and she's already moved on.
Yeah, like, they're going to start shipping. Shit. I think they're going to start shipping Sawyer and Esther, which, like, just to clarify, that was, like, a fake, like, we, like, made up fake rumors. And one of them was that, like, Esther's the prettiest of Team 323.
Yeah.
So, of course, Sawyer thinks Esther's pretty, but just in the way that you think your friend is pretty.
Yeah. Not like she thinks Margie is pretty.
So, not to, if you are a Sawyer and Esther, like, shipper till you die, then, like,
more power
long.
To
live
you.
Long. Yeah. Then, like, you know, like, yeah, live exactly. More power prosper. To you. But, yeah, I said,
but also,
that,
you know,
I was like, oh, I think people might interpret that. Like,
I feel like more people would be shut down about Beans and Sawyer. You know, Sawyer was talking about Esther. I feel like I see more Beans, Sawyer.
Really? Because early on, we had that.
Besta.
We had the crazy Beans Bista. And Esther shit.
That's true.
Everyone, we
and if you're
I
still
saw
here,
the stick
together.
Figures of them, like, this is your shit.
If you're still here, keep your dream alive. But it, for everybody else, it's never going to happen.
No. If you love it, if you're like, that's what I want to draw fan art of, we want to see it.
I know.
If you want to listen to us flirt with each other, if that's like what you're looking for,
Go to the Patreon.
It's in the Patreon.
Yeah. Seriously, we flirt with each other 24/7. Yeah. But if you're like, I want, like, oh my God, Esther and Sawyer aren't going to get together. I'm getting queer baited. Like, anyway. Yeah. So I leave the note with Margie. Hopefully she reads it. It's all, I mean, I don't even know what to, I can't.
God.
Damn, bro.
Okay.
What'd you write in there?
Chill.
Jesus. No, I'm devastated.
Yeah. We started and. I feel like Lily got, like, more sad as time went on. She had to live in the world of Sawyer.
Yeah, it was
a rough one.
It's an emotional headspace. It's like kind of like a, I don't know, like a deep midnight of the soul or whatever that thing is called.
A dark night of the soul.
Yeah, but maybe like.
But it's happening.
It's gonna
at
be
midnight.
Like a dark week or something.
Oh.
it's gonna be rough. But Sawyer emo phase. Is here.
You get to live out an emo phase even though you didn't in real life.
Yeah.
You need to wear eyeliner underneath your eyes.
And it's got to be pretty thick. It's got to be noticeable.
Goodberry's t-shirt.
When you're in high school. Yeah.
Yeah, you need some thick eyeliner.
Band tee, ripped jeans.
Also like a cheap eyeliner that's kind of has a sheen to it.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, face picked, so.
Yep.
Has a real sheen to it.
Oh, yeah.
It's got a sheen and it is cheap. And then I saw Felicity maybe walking around with a sheet over her. What a creep. Who does that?
Ghost.
Could be Talia, question mark? I don't know. It's like a morgue.
Yeah,
it's
something like, something weird going on in Cold Door.
Yeah.
And then she was like fiddling with the keys.
With the, like, handle of weird. Another door at the other end of it.
Honestly, that felt more horrifying than I feel like we gave it credit for.
Mm-hmm.
I was really
like, creepy. Like, if you saw, like, a figure
in, like,
walking
a huge
around
room.
With, like, a sheet over it.
Yeah.
And the last thing you saw was, like, them somebody laying down with a sheet on them.
Yeah, it's like, that. None of that imagery means, like, good, happy times are happy.
Yeah.
It's not joyous.
And then I got yoinked.
Yeah, you got yoinked before you could see anything with Joe.
I know.
And then we went to Beans, who saw Porkchop on the riverside.
Oh,
so he's alive.
Yeah, he's
confirmed.
Fine.
Confirmed.
Apparently, if you bury him in sand, it doesn't make him wake up. Weird. Felt like that was a foolproof plan.
He was, like, washed up. Was it, like, an icy shore?
No, I think it... I don't know. The way you described it was, like, yeah, like, bright and warm, but maybe I'm
It was,
wrong.
Like, so, like, ending of Captain America the Winter Soldier. Ooh. Like, if you know, you know.
Never
if you
seen
know,
it.
I don't remember. You know. Like...
Never seen it.
Don't remember it.
Are you actually serious right now?
Yeah. I tell you this every time, and you have the same reaction every time I say I've never
I can't
seen
believe it. Okay, well, chat... I know, my
chat.
Favorite.
Oh
chat.
My God.
Chat, listen. Chat, listen.
Chat,
is this real?
Chat, is this real?
Chat, no way this is real, chat.
Austin Land is kind of my favorite movie, but like Captain America the Winter Soldier is like also like my favorite movie. Like, I could like really scream and cry about it right now.
It's another red flag of Lily's that she likes Captain America.
Yeah.
I like Captain America in a way that literally none of you can understand or comprehend.
Damn.
Jeez.
Actually, none of you can understand.
No.
Here's
no.
the thing. Lily,
I feel like that's a really
Lily likes Captain America
say.
And her husband likes Superman. That's a little crazy.
Listen,
crazy.
On paper, It looks really bad. I also like Superman.
Y'all from Texas, right?
Wait, you're from Texas. I also like Superman kind of in a way that, like, not that, like, no one can comprehend, but, like, in, like, the opposite of, like, Zack Snyder, like, dark Superman. But I'm not here to talk about Superman. I'm here to talk about Captain America, a character that I love.
My dissertation.
I know that it's a red flag, but I understand him in a way that you don't.
Lily believes that she understands Captain America in a way that you don't. Obsessed with the American Revolution.
I wouldn't say obsessed.
Loves. You wouldn't say obsessed with the hours you've held us hostage about Jean-André?
He's barely... Okay, he wasn't even American. Green flag? He's British.
I thought you were American.
Three, loves neoclassical architecture.
No denies.
No, I'm not denying.
Silence from the crowd.
I'm acknowledging how much of a red flag these three qualities are, but they're true.
Loves... when the Olympics are on.
Ooh.
Here's the thing.
I love the Olympics so much.
I can get that, though. I can get that.
But again, most of these are, like, I love the Olympics not for, like, any sort of, like, I love for, like, what it says about, I could talk about, the problem is I'm kind of stalling.
Hey, I'm stalling.
I'm, like, pumping the brakes on this because, like, I could talk about the Olympics for so long.
I put it at fourth because the Olympics are a fun time.
Yeah.
It's just if you put it with the other
countries
three.
Together, the world coming together.
I love what the Olympics represents about the core of humanity.
World. Yes, the world coming together.
But you can't say that about Captain America.
But no, the other three things, huge red flags. And I know that. And I know that.
And I understand.
But
like, anyway.
It's like, oh, you love Captain America. It's like, well, I don't love Captain America, right? Like, I love Steve Rogers. Like, it's like Steve Rogers Nomad, not like Captain America, like Avengers.
You've lost me. Anyway, back to this thing.
Yeah, I was following.
I really hate Captain America, so I was never going to listen.
This is another, like, if you want to hear my, like, two-hour, like, you know, like...
We'll put it in the picture.
Save it for Gavin.
If you want to hear my, like, well-argued, like literary text analysis, like, reasoning...
Get in the comments. Like,
for, like, my love of Captain America and why this isn't a red flag,
we'll
I can
do,
give it to you.
Okay, let's...
But it's not... It's way funnier to just be, like...
Lily's being so fucking for real right now.
Let's do a Gavin really with real. The gals where we all just like you. Give little dissertations about our like red flag like characters that we love. I'll do Kylo Ren. You can do Captain America.
That is a red flag that you love Kylo Ren.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Olivia,
he's kind of like the best character.
Who do you
in
like
the
that's a bit of a red flag?
I don't know.
We'll figure it out.
I'm trying to think.
We'll find out. Like.
Anyway, at this point, we got to go all or nothing on Captain America. So
we're gonna go nothing.
See, I was more thinking that we'd set Lily in front of a mic and then she would record by herself and then really give us a few hours of content.
Lily and I can just do our blorbos by ourselves.
No. We'll make a new.
If you're gonna be there doing a blorbo,
we'll make a new podcast that's just Lily talking. Jesus.
Talking about her blorbos.
I love Superman and the Olympics for the same reason.
Anyway, so Porkchop is washed ashore, and he can't be woken up. Jeez, and then so I'm rude. Yoinked to the winter. On top of a mountain. Don't. I know what you're thinking. You're thinking you're going to try to bring it back and make her talk about it again.
She's being so fucking for real. Oh my God. I love it. I love
genuine.
The passion.
I feel like maybe that's more of a green flag, but at least
good.
I'm genuine.
No, that's good. The mountain. The mountain. Your briars went cold.
Yeah.
With pork chop.
With
and
pork
then,
chop.
And then you went to the mountain and I was like, oh, they're like anticipating. Mm. They're anticipating
telling me where
the
I'm
cold.
Going.
Yeah. That was my first instinct.
Yeah, I kind of.
Yeah, I guess you could glean that.
I was
there.
Like, I was kind of, well, I don't know. Just when they went cold, I was like, I was thinking of winter, but I didn't know what it meant. And then we went there. So I was like, maybe it is winter. And then weird fountain in the middle of a shack on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Fountain on a mountain.
Fountain on a mountain. Mm.
With a serpentine.
Magical blue
dragon.
Water.
And we've only seen one serpentine dragon, right? Or is Ruidon kind of serpentine?
Ruidon's
as well?
Serpentine.
Oh, yeah, because she looks similar to the amethyst dragon.
Okay.
But then I failed my wisdom save, and then I got yoinked into a weird void, and my scythes.
Yeah.
Or no, they're not scythes, they're sickles.
Sickles.
My sickles talked to me.
Love.
What do you think of that?
I wish there were two voices, because there's two of them.
I'll split the voice. It'll sound like two voices.
Kind of like split personalities. Like one's like my angel, one's my devil.
One's like good cop, bad cop.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see.
That could still happen.
Hey,
well,
maybe
here's
are.
The thing. Actually, okay.
Maybe they talk when I'm not in rage and they're the angel, and then they talk when I am in rage and they're the devil.
Oh yeah, that was just one of them.
Yeah.
I want to say this is for in the future. This did not change anything that I was thinking. and then that, and then we'll learn
yeah,
about that.
Yeah, whatever.
We'll learn about that someday. If that, if we so get there sometime in the
hey.
In the story.
Okay, I'll leave
it
that.
It reminded
in.
Me of Soul Eater. I'm a big Soul Eater.
Oh yeah.
Gal, so I love.
They hang out with their weapons.
Yeah, their weapons are people. So. Yeah.
And then I got
love that.
I woke up.
And then you woke up, and then it was time for the assembly where we already talked about oof. The little.
They said
the
they said cars. People are missing and dead.
Yeah,
anyway,
Callie's missing and dead.
Go back to class.
No more cross school quests for a little bit, and then we started getting into the election.
And we radicalized Miss Gray a little bit.
Yeah,
a little bit more every day. Every day,
every
we
inch
chip
counts.
Away.
She said, I'm doing this to protect the students. And then I really wanted to like hammer together a soapbox and talk about how she really could be protecting students instead of giving assemblies when students are dying. But I said, this, I can't. Beans would never do that.
What did y'all think of the election mechanics?
I liked them.
I liked it a lot. Yeah.
I really enjoyed them.
I'm glad that you made them because we really, I don't know, we could have spent way too much time on it. So it was nice to have things kind of like activities laid out that we could like work towards.
Well, I already had them laid out, but whenever y'all were talking about fighting again, I was like, y'all.
No, I wasn't really going to do it. I liked it was like free to disparage people. But then if you wanted to like promote yourself, you had to shell out.
That's how the real world
works.
Yeah,
that was like so true.
Yeah.
I liked that it was like we had to weigh like our actions with our like money, with our like desire to, obviously we were like, let's spread rumors and disparage these horrible people, but it was like, is that the smartest option?
The first thing, I mean, it kind of really deterred y'all whenever Estacup failed twice on that check.
Because I was testing out two new little dice today that really...
You got new dice?
They're just dice that I've never used before.
Oh.
Well.
So they're untrained.
Rookies.
Yeah.
Hey, if anybody really wants to like collect the statistics of our rolling, I would like to say it might be fair that I think Campbell might roll the worst consistently
Damn.
Out of us. But sometimes it's Lily. So I don't know. I don't know who's
I have my
winning.
Days.
I don't know who's winning, but I feel like...
Do you know what else I just realized?
What?
I did a bit. I was going to do it. Like, I did a bit of like, oh, like, Esta, don't tell Beans I said this. Like, I think you're going to win. The whole point was like to give her a bardic and then to turn around to Beans and say like, Beans, don't tell Esta I said this, but I think you're going to win, and then give you a bardic. But I never got to that part of the bit. Oops. So now people even more are going to think that I was flirting with Esta.
Wow.
Ugh.
Well, maybe... What deep is... down, you are.
No, the allegations aren't true.
Anyway, if somebody is really into statistics, if you could compile who, like...
That'd be insane.
People do it. Like, for NADPOD, like, I think they tallied some things.
Interesting. Okay.
That's absurd.
If people are transcribing what the characters look like... what the NPCs look like...
I think that's a huge jump from statistics. Because that is, like, every single role,
I feel like if you kept up with it, it wouldn't be that big of an undertaking.
Yeah, and then y'all started running into some anti-campaigning against y'all as
up.
Y'all were doing some campaigning.
Yeah,
that was fucked up that
Esta
somebody
butt.
Would use.
Esta butt.
I
why is
know.
That
I
the one that
I couldn't
took
think
off?
Of anything.
Yeah, not even
three
Pinto
of us.
Bean.
I don't know, Esta butt kind of worked.
Saw your dad was a dummy, didn't take off.
Saw your dad.
No, because Sawyer Cinderfoot is like, that's the family. Like, Sawyer mom last night is my legacy.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, you can't clown on what is already really cool.
Pinto nice. Bean was just, it. You just said a different bean. You just like specified further what type of bean he was.
I immediately thought of what a good, like, mean nickname for Esta would be, and then you
what
said
would it be?
Esta butt.
What would it be?
I don't know. I don't want to give it to you because
give
I'm worried you're gonna
no.
use
give
it against
me. Better
me.
Shit.
Don't
huh?
give it to me.
He can use
so
it as
then
what
you're
your
lying then.
Called you.
So then you're lying then. You couldn't come up with anything better than.
No.
You're
so
oh, just... I came up with something better.
Jared,
please, all your siblings.
Better.
You have to tell him so he can use it.
Jared, turn your headphones down, and she's gonna whisper.
No.
Then y'all just didn't come up with something better then. Y'all couldn't come up with anything better than me.
You're just trying to egg her on so she'll say it.
No.
Well, now it's hyped too hard. I don't want to say it.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't that good.
No, say it now because if you say it later,
the legend
will always grow.
Was it better than Esta butt?
I think it was better than Esta butt.
No way. It was better than Esta butt.
It was just the worsta.
Instead of the besta.
That's all right.
The worsta.
What do we think about like Estinky? We didn't like it.
I love Estebutt. I think it's the actual funniest thing I've ever heard.
Estebutt.
It's time to shut up.
It's time to. All right. Anyway.
Estebutt. What's a good one for beans?
Beanie baby. Bean fart. Bean sprout.
I almost went with more like penis.
You should have said peen.
And like penis.
Penis, because he has one.
Penis. Yeah, penis is really good.
No, don't say penis. It's too funny.
Guys, you're gonna make me pee.
Penis. can you tell we've had a long day?
I don't know what you're talking about. It's definitely not 11:30 at night. I just want everybody to know, I don't think it'll be in the episode, but Jared, we got to the end of this and he goes, do you guys want to keep going on to the debate? And that was
definitely cut
that was like almost an hour ago. And I was like, no, we have a whole nother hour of recording after this.
We need time to prepare for the debate.
Also, I want to know what I'm going to say.
Now y'all can prepare y'all's speeches. It's really not going to be like debate.
Speech.
It's going to be a speech.
Skit.
I was going to give y'all time. I was going to give y'all 10 minutes to come up with a speech and come up with a skit. And then y'all were going to say your speeches and skits.
I would have come up with nothing.
Why?
What I would have done is like, I don't know, some weird activism piece where I'm just silent for like the whole
and,
speech.
And we would have sat funny. Here. That's and we would have sat funny. Here.
Yeah, I would have been
I think
like,
we all would have come up with something great. You guys have no faith in us?
At 10:30 at night, I would
that's
not
what
have
I
come
do
up.
My best work.
Well, that's where you're insane. And some of us are not night owl workers.
But yeah, that would have been a 10-minute time. And then, I mean, y'all can come up with them
if you'd
between now
do
and
it.
Then. But next time, or if not next time, I'll give y'all 10 minutes.
It probably won't end up being this now that I have time. But it definitely would have ended up being like, I think the only thing I can say is a moment of silence for the fallen comrades.
Crazy.
And then that would have been it.
Whoa.
Don't know how well you would have done on the treks.
Great.
Mine's going to have fireworks.
Also,
I literally swore, I don't even know how I got into this mascot situation. I swore I would never have a political career
because Jared didn't want you to feel left out. So now you're here.
That is true. Also, we established that the mascot was the third part.
We did.
Mascot barely even counts.
This is where, when we start a bit, this is where it really comes back to bite us in the ass.
I'm
going to
dress
clarify.
Up as a bullywug. That's the mascot.
Bullywug.
Is that kind of like offensive?
Something that we postponed.
Principal Pat said it was okay.
Snore Cinderfoot.
Whoa. Write that down.
But something that we postponed was that y'all are on two different ballots as president and president. So if y'all would split the vote.
Yeah, well, we're going to fix that. Oh. And we're going to make Beans president.
Is it after the debates they have to decide?
And it's before they like turn in their vote. So like after the debates, everyone's going to vote. And you're going to have to like announce.
Yeah, so I think like it's like as the debate is ending, we're going to have to like clarify what the ballot is.
So let's just do it based on who's like debate, who wins the debate.
Yeah.
Like whose debate is better. Because y'all are still technically competing against each other as of the debate, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so whoever
and we're never
going
to decide amongst ourselves.
No,
we're,
whoever
we
wins
will never
based
yield.
On the, just based on the checks of like who sways the crowd more, we'll be like, okay, well. But
here's the thing.
Olivia and Campbell will not yield to each other.
The mascot is also supposed to do a speech. So, you know, what if the mascot? What
That's
if
where
Sawyer,
the fireworks are.
See, I was
Sawyer
imagining.
Gets, does
oh my
the best.
God. Sawyer for president.
Sawyer for president.
Oh my God. Yes. Crazier things have happened on this podcast.
Hey, if the dice tell that story.
That would be insane. I don't know. Beans is mascot. Like, it kind of works, right? There's a world where Beans is the mascot is funny.
Yeah,
he's a cat.
Whoa. Yes, and Esther is president and Sawyer's vice president.
No. Yeah. That's not what I'm saying.
Nope.
Wildcats, get your head in the game.
Get your head in the game.
That should be on Sawyer's playlist.
What are y'all looking forward to coming up? Or like, what do y'all want to do soon?
Winning the election.
Winning the election.
Check out the glue.
Winning the election.
Check out the glue. Yeah, Bailey. Bailey's
check
in the glue.
Check out Bailey in the glue.
We've been sitting on that glue for a long time.
Well, sewing Discord.
I tried to glue that guy who sucks. It didn't work though.
Governor Frey,
the most evil man in all of Eltravale.
I'm looking forward to talking to a botanist or a blacksmith. And getting these fucking briars off my arms. Because they
excited
scare
for
me.
Combat class again.
Yeah, I'll combat
the
class.
Splash pad. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to maybe figure out what the fuck is going on one day.
One day, maybe.
We'll get there soon.
One day, I'll figure out what the fuck. And that's not a dig at Jared. That's just in general. I'd want to know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah.
I'm excited to, like, we have it. I know that we, like, started off, like, this campaign strong with, like, a lot of Felicity reveals. But, like, I'm excited to, like, catch back up with her.
We haven't seen Felicity in a minute.
We haven't seen her in a minute. And also, like, I know more about the Silver Crown now. And, like, that's I feel true. Like there's, like, more information that she could maybe give us.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we got a little more firepower on our side now. Like, leverage of information we know.
Yeah. And I'm excited to see Joe. Okay, I'm... And Gracker taking Talia's place is crazy. Like, is that genuine? Is that some sort of double move where she wants to, like, get into her friend group and, like, take it over because she's, like, upset with her?
I imagine she's, like, gonna get up there and, like, run, like, a smear campaign and be like, oh, me and Talia were friends. And then she gets up and is like, she ran away from me. That's the last time I've seen her.
To me, they're, like, the enemies to lovers of all time. Well, that's true. Completely in my head.
I know, it's in my... So like, yeah, you guys were looking at me like blankly when I was saying that, and I was like, I feel like that's not crazy.
I don't know.
No, because no, it totally could be.
Because the only, like, thing that she said about her is she's like, she fucking ran away and left me while I was getting attacked.
But now it's like she's been missing for days. Yeah. So
it's like where's Talia? Okay. Where's Moray? Where's Sabina? They're all floating around in some realms.
And what the fuck and happened Tara. To the gnomes?
And Tara and the gnome.
Because yeah. I feel like knowing what happened to the gnomes and also, like, what were they there for? Like, obviously it wasn't fucking sheep. It's like, we were there for Pegasus eggs and Kato, but we didn't really do much with the Pegasus eggs.
Yeah.
In my notes that I have of, like, that I was taking trying to remember stuff for the campaign actions, I was trying to come up, while y'all were talking at one point, I was trying to come up with, like, things that they would call y'all. Mm-hmm. And all I have written down...
Is
3-2-3 because I was gonna do like a like oh like they're like 3-2-3 so like they suck and then next to it I was trying to come up with something for beans and I have penis but with two e's
so penis. Okay, well, like, those were all bad.
Wouldn't it be, like, with an E-A?
Listen, I was trying to listen to y'all and also come
what,
up
what
with
what do you have for Sawyer?
I didn't have anything. That's all I wrote.
Dude, it's possible.
That's all I wrote.
I'm going to send my foot up your ass.
Oh, yeah?
Sawyer's cinder butt.
Cinder butt up your ass.
I'm going to send my butt up your foot.
Saw butt.
Saw foot.
Saw. No. No, I like saw butt cinder something.
It's just not it. Do y'all still not know why Felicity's name is Felicity?
Saw butt cinder. No, I can't. I can't say what I'm thinking.
I guess I should tell you.
No. Oh, well, yeah. You should tell me, but at a later date.
That's going to be the next big Felicity reveal.
Yeah, yeah.
Her name, her namesake, her birthright.
I'm like sounding it out.
I don't think you're going to get it. The reason I love Captain America.
Keep going. What's right. the next thing? Jesus.
I'm going to say A+ for me. I think the election actions went better than I was expecting. I kind of came up with that pretty quick.
I like them.
But also, I feel like the little games that we play of non-D&D are... They really give you, like, new ideas for, like, actions and encounters. Oh, also, A+, we've started moving through days faster.
Yeah.
It is now Monday. Holy cow.
Previously, it took, like, 3 sessions to get through a day, and now in 1 session, we went through, like, 4 days. So that Woo-hoo. Was kind of big step for us.
I have, like, the dates here.
When you break it down, it's, like, we've gone 30 episodes and spanned like 4 days or something. And we've done so much, which I get it. As somebody who really packs her days, this seems like feasible. This is a feasible schedule.
Yeah, it was Friday.
5.5 episodes a day.
So we started,
on average.
We start episode 1 is on Saturday.
Saturday.
We didn't even make it a week.
Run the numbers.
To episode 34. And then in episode 34, we skipped like 3 days.
Okay. So about on average 5 episodes a day.
That's crazy.
It took us 5 episodes to go 1 day.
Insane.
Really makes you think.
Which I mean, it's like, that's around like 10 hours or something like that.
We were not living those days in real time.
That's true.
We were not playing them out in real time.
That is true.
Maybe the days in Eldravale are just like 30 hours
long. Yeah, they're just really long.
Yeah, we don't know their sun cycle.
More like 45 hours long. Something crazy. I feel like the amount that we've packed in 1 day. 24 hours is not enough.
My A plus is that I think we did like a good balance of like disparaging and promoting ourselves. Like, I feel like we took advantage of all the campaign mechanics and like had fun with a little bit of everything. Oh my goodness, my flunk is that people are gonna think that Sawyer has a crush on Esta because I kept like referencing inside jokes.
I feel like you bringing it up so much in this study break is solidifying it, whereas
I have a crush on Campbell, but so I'm not trying to like hide, like I'm not trying to like be like, oh my god, that's so weird. That's like not, I don't know, that's not the goal with the stuff I was doing with
what Sarah. I'm saying is I don't know if everybody else would have read into it that far, but now that you've,
and my other flunk is that I think that I would have gotten more defensive about y'all being like, let's talk about Margie. I think I would have been more like, no, shut up.
You were defensive
enough. You were, yeah.
Okay, good, 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 good.
You were like defensive in the shutdown way. Like, okay. There's different types of defense.
You were also, you were defensive in like the caught off guard of like, because like, you don't know what it is either. You were like, what? No. Huh? What are you talking about? What? I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah.
My A plus is our glue, like, trap idea.
Yes. We're catching them like flies.
Yeah. I like that we did something outside of the, like, campaign list of things to do. Because we were getting really creative in there, but I like that we, like, added an extra thing. Oh, I was imagining the election, like, days happening as a montage in my head to that song that's like, get on your feet,
oh my
get
God.
On and make yes. it happen.
That's so true. Get
on your feet. And it's us, like, handing out buttons and flyers and, like, talking with people.
That fits really well with Beans' scene dancing down the hall.
Yeah.
And Bailey getting stuck in the glue.
Yeah. It's like such a classic, like, 90s.
Well, it's like in Parks and Rec.
It's like, girl's gonna go get it. Like,
in Parks and Rec, they play it, and then the carpet wasn't get long enough. Yeah. And they're all trying to walk on the ice.
Slipping on the ice, three-legged dog. And
it's so funny. I forgot about that.
Oh, it's so good.
Get on,
We're gonna make it happen.
My flunk is having to use two of my luck points.
Yeah.
Worth it.
So worth it. When do you get them back?
It's like...
You don't. It was just a potion.
Never?
Yeah, it's a potion.
We'll get one from Miss Cookie.
Oh, yeah, because that's worked really well for us when we say we'll just go get something again. I'm looking at you, Jared.
It is worth
it. You can pay for it.
We did get in trouble, but I wish I had just not used these stupid dice that I've never used before.
I don't think we can really blame it on the dice.
Damn.
Oh.
Damn.
You know, somebody's gonna go in and do the actual stats, and I feel like it's gonna be somebody other than me.
Someone's gonna do like their like senior.
Sawyer's been in some slumps.
Could be Lily. I think Jared also doesn't roll well. I think I statistically roll fairly well. I've had a bad episode here and there, but
I roll erratically. Either roll like the best or like horribly.
I think just two.
Yeah, two.
But like, yeah, I rolled high. But like these dice don't fail me.
When I'm in a slump, I'm in a slump.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's gonna be more even than we think it is.
Well, yeah,
that's what somebody who rolled bad would say.
If you're a mathematician and this conversation is making you angry, get in the comments.
Do the math. The only way you can prove it is with the numbers.
Yeah, if you're gonna get mad in the comments, do the math.
That's the sound of you crunching the numbers.
And I'm not gonna do it, so I'll make wild claims until you do the math for me.
I'll give my flunk. My flunk is, I think a little bit of transitions between beats in the episode. I feel like I've gotten a little sloppy with that. I think I can have us like transition from things better. I've been like relying on y'all a lot, but also I think I want to give y'all even more. I don't know. Finding that happy medium of like giving y'all something to do. Like I can think specifically of after the interaction with the Sunshine Knights, y'all were kind of like, it's like, do we go to bed or like what do we do? Kind of didn't give y'all like a like good ramp into something that y'all felt confident that y'all could just do.
I feel like that kind of plays into my flunk of like, I feel like I missed doing something that was important that we like could have done in the time that you like asked us, but I don't know what it is. Like I don't know. That's a weird flunk, but it's like, I feel like at one point we were like, oh, this is the first thing we need to do. We're like, this is important. And I don't remember like what it is, but I feel like there's something we like could have explored or like could have at least checked out, like even if it turned into nothing.
Yeah.
And so that's my flunk of like, I didn't have anything good. So my A plus is that we didn't we made it to the debate.
Yeah, that was close.
Like, yeah, that was close.
Because it really started out, we were like, fucking, it's in the bag. And then we were like, oh, yeah, we can, like, lose. We can lose people.
I always forget that we cannot roll high enough, and then we won't get it.
I always forget that you can't just say something cool, and then it does.
I always forget that it's an actual game and not just an improv scene.
Lily does that a lot. She says something cool and then looks around, and we go, well, you have to roll for it.
I know. But then on that, like, on the other side, I like also do love combat. Like, I do love the mechanical side of D&D.
Yeah.
My A plus is that we did it well. Like, I don't think we failed, other than the luck point fiasco over there. We didn't like fail anything.
Yeah.
That was the closest we got. But everything else was like, we didn't even use half the like bardics because we were rolling good.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's just so insulting when you have plus six to a skill and your dice go one below the like minimum number you need. It's like, you gotta be kidding.
I don't know, maybe they were feeling mischievous.
You did that just to mess with me.
When I fail like a stealth check that I have, when I have plus nine to stealth and I fail, I go, what's the point of me? Like, what's the point?
Yeah.
It's all over.
I go, like, it's the one thing I should be able to do.
It just adds so much stakes, though, to, like, all your rolls, though. Because, I mean, even though you're like, I have a plus nine to this, it's like,
everyone cannot one.
There's a chance that you can everyone just not get it.
But on the other side of that, everyone cannot one.
And
Lord Arathis cannot one.
That's true.
Priscilla did not one.
Yeah.
Rough.
It's true.
And that's how we play this game, everyone.
All right. Thank you so much for listening. Tune into more more like chatty episodes over on the Patreon. That's, our ninth plug of the Patreon.
Ninth? Holy shit. We went from four to nine.
That's all I'm talking about. Thank you so much for listening. Please leave a comment. Follow us on socials. Tune in next week where we're going to hear some speeches.
Yeah,
it's
going to
get crazy. It's going to get big. It's going
to
be
new. I'm
going to
have to prepare like I'm at school.
Yeah. We have homework. We have D&D homework.
Oh, I'm going to improvise mine.
Oh, okay. Oh, I'm going to pretend like I'm going to prep it, and then I'm just going to do it off the cuff the day.
Okay. I was going to like go home and write it.
Oh, you can.
Do it. That's what Esther would do.
Yeah.
It's what my character would do. It's
your speeches, so you will be making checks. A hint for next week. A look in. You will be making checks throughout your speech and skit.
Yes, it doesn't matter what the fuck I say.
And if it is better, like if I deem it better, you know, DM rules, you will get advantage or disadvantage on your roles.
So you're saying we can leverage our favoritism and nepotism at the table against you?
No, I'm saying...
What do you mean? Like you're going to seduce him?
That
like,
your performance...
Maybe.
Whoa.
I'm saying your performance will determine...
Oh.
Because this is a big deal. It is determining basically who will be president and vice president if y'all win.
Yeah, have we ever thought that like we like don't want this responsibility?
Yeah, first of all, y'all could totally lose.
I think you guys are crazy. Like, Sawyer in character is like, I only care about my Arcano Ball career. I don't care about being president. Because Felicity was president. And like, she was Arcano Ball captain and class president. And it was a fucking big responsibility. Sawyer doesn't want that smoke. Okay, I'm focused on athletics. So y'all being like, yeah, I really want to get into the presidency is like, we're going to have to be the president.
I just really want the information that comes from it.
I really want like the bit that comes from it.
Oh yeah,
like, hilarious.
I think we're really gonna fulfill the duties.
To me, that's the biggest pro.
I think Esther's gonna really enjoy it if she was president.
But I also do want to unite the wugs. I don't like this green versus
that's
gold
the thing.
Stuff.
And I don't,
maybe this is the best way.
I don't
to
think
unite the wugs.
We can't do it as like free agents. You know, you need some like system beneath you to give you some credibility, and then from there you can branch off. But you can't just come in and be like unite, and everybody's like cool.
Yeah,
I love rallying the student body.
Anyway, we were wrapping this up, weren't we?
Yeah, we were. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week. See ya.
Bye.